He remembers Black Jack Smith was the coach in there. That's he is Jake. Jake is our historian. He is the the audio archivist and historian, and you just say legendary fan and archivist and audiophile for great Nebraska plays, great broadcasts and football broadcasts, who provides the background and the sound bites here on Legends Radio Show. What are we going to play next, Jake?
Well, this is from 1970. This is a halfback pass from Joe Arduna to Guy Ingles. And Lyle Bremser calls it, but one of the guys that I really enjoy listening to is Dave Blackwell. Dave Blackwell has got some good one-liners as these broadcasts.
Funny guy.
He is. He was. This particular play is a halfback pass by Joe Arduna, and it's not a very good pass. It's essentially, it's almost like a hook shot. It's a grenade.
Great.
And but Guy Ingles is so open. But anyway, Dave Blackwell makes light of Joe Arduna's passing ability.
All right, second and 9 for Nebraska. They sprint men left and right, and Taggy pitches out over there to Arduna, who's going to throw into the end zone. To little Guy Ingles, touchdown. Was all by himself, and Arduna threw that ball like a falling leaf into that wind, and all Guy could do was just stand there and wait, and it must have been an interminable wait, but it finally fell in his hands, but there was nobody close. Try for the point. It's up and it's good, and it's 21-7. Nebraska leads in this first quarter with a minute and 50 seconds left to play. They've been buzzing. That's something to see.
I'll tell you, that's the worst thrown pass I've ever seen in my life. And it kind of reminds you that the pheasant season opens in Nebraska November 7th.
The late, great Dave Blackwell.
That ball wobbling reminded Dave of pheasant season.
1970 National Championship team. Jake is with us, our audio historian, the man with the great sound bites. He's our legendary historian. It just ties right in with our Legends team. Jerry Murtaugh, the captain of the Legends, is on vacation. So we're here. I am hip. Rick Burns will be in the studio with us next week, and I'm sure that's too easy for Jake. But we'll have Rick Burns, I am hip, clips also along with talking with them. What are we going to play next?
Well, our next clips are punt returns. The 1971 punt return by Johnny Rogers. It was a 92-yarder. This happened to be one of my favorite clips because Lyle counts down every yard marker. And he doesn't essentially say he's going to go all the way. He keeps you in suspense until he crosses the goal line. And this will lead into 2000 when Bobby Newcomb broke Johnny Rogers' 92-yard record. So we have a 92-yard punt return followed by Bobby Newcomb's new school record, 94-yard punt return.
On a 4th-and-6 situation with the ball at the Cowboy 38-and-a-half-yard line, they send Benin back to kick. Rogers in to handle the punt for Nebraska. Benin stands on his 25, gets a good snap. His kick is, oh, what a magnificent kick. Rogers fields the ball at the 8-yard line. He runs over to the left. They try to set up the wall. He's to the 20, the 25. He's to the 30, the 35, the 40, the 50, the 45, the 40. He's to the 35, 20. Oh, he's gone home. And I know I keep saying how unbelievable this young man is, but wait till you see the film on that one. David, that was a great run, some fine blocking. I couldn't catch all the blocks and who made them. He got some fine blocks as they set up a wall, but he did a fantastic job of running as he made some moves on the way. Oh, it was glorious, gorgeous to see. A real thing of beauty. The ball is snapped, it's down, Sanger's kick is up, and it's through, it's good, and the score is 41-0.
Bobby Newcomb is back in single safety for the Huskers, standing back at the 17-yard line of the Big Red. Gilpin, with the wind at his back, awaits a snap from center for Missouri. There's the snap, and here is his kick. A high-hanging one, it's going to make Newcomb retreat to the 7. Bobby Newcomb to the 10. Looking for running room at the 15. Crosses the 20. He's across the 25 to the 30. 35, 40. Look out. Newcomb at 50. He's to the 40. 35, 30. 25, 20. 15, 10, 5. He'll score. That's utilizing Bobby Newcomb pretty well, don't you think, Adrian?
Well, he found the broken field, and he weaved his way right on upfield, 95, what was that, about 95 yards on the punt return for his fourth career punt return touchdown. The longest was 86 yards against KU last year, and Bobby just had one man to go, and he had to keep in bounds right at about the 10-yard line. He did that, and the Huskers go up 20-7.
Great editing, Jake, and that's buddies Warren Swain and Adrian Fial. I was part of that. Had a chance to be a part of that broadcast with those guys for a few years.
You know, Adrian Fiala, he's almost like the Dick Clark of Nebraska football. I mean, he's not aging.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people know about Lyle Bremser and how long he did Nebraska football from 1939, I think, to 1983. My earliest recording I have of Adrian is 1976. I know obviously he didn't work with the broadcast the whole time.
Right.
But you're talking, what, 33 years ago? So he's almost got a Lyle Bremser years of service in there. So
that's great. Yeah,
yeah.
Outstanding Achievement Award and a good man. And the Dick Clark. I like that. The Dick Clark or the Lyle Bremser of Nebraska. Audio. We'll come back with some more. We'll take another one into a break. Time for another Husker trivia question. He is Jake. Jake, our legendary historian. The legendary sound bites and audio clips from the legendary Nebraska program that you hear on this Legends Radio Show. Reconnecting legendary fans. I commend. There's a lot of fans out there. I remember where I was for that play. I remember where I was for this one. I remember this one, that one. So Jake's the guy. Every week on this show, Jake's always a part of the show with our sound bites. He's here in the studio with us while Jerry Murtaugh's on vacation. Our next Husker Heaven trivia question, who caught the first touchdown pass of the spring game from Latravius Washington? Who caught the first touchdown pass of the spring game from Latravius Washington? The winner gets a $35 gift certificate to Husker Heaven, celebrating their 26th year of serving the greatest fans in college sports. First one with the correct answer at 573-0590. Who caught the first touchdown pass of the spring game from Latravius Washington? Last week's spring game. That's right. We'll be right back with Jake and more legendary audio clips of Husker football when we come back on Legends Radio Show.
Every day is sale day at Affordable Furniture in Fremont and Sioux City. Buy name brand home furnishings for pennies on the dollar. Buy from the store that has brought lower furniture prices to your area. Name brands offered include Omaha Bedding and many, many more. Public notification is hereby given that this inventory is offered direct to the public at up to 58% off the regular retail price. Bring cash, check, or your good credit and take immediate possession. We guarantee to beat any competitive price on Omaha Bedding. Your attendance is urged. Come, make your deal and take it away. Every day is sale day, with doors open daily at 10 a.m. Affordable Furniture, east of Staples behind Hardee's in Sioux City and 105 East 6th Street in Fremont.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
Watch all the Husker football games and Major League Baseball at Tiger Tom's Original Sports Bar. The kitchen's open all day Saturday and Sunday, but you don't want to miss the homemade Mexican food Tiger Tom serves up Saturdays from 11 till 2. Their green chili cures whatever ails you. Tiger Tom's also has Big Red Kino and a large outdoor beer garden. For 40 years, Tiger Tom's has been Omaha's original sports bar, just east of 72nd on Military. They can even cater your next party. Just call 572-8400.
and the Buffaloes will have to kick the ball away. It's fourth down, and what will we call it, about 20. Fourth and 20 at the Buffalo 13. Burns kicking from the goal line. His kick is away, and it was almost blocked. And the ball coming out of Rodgers at the 37. He reverses his field. Now he goes back up the other way. He's to the 40, 45, 50, 40. He's to the 35, the 30, 25, and down he goes. Oh, mother.
Have you ever seen
anything like that? Oh, holy moly. That kid is just out of sight. Out of sight, out of sight. The whole nation is seeing it all as he ran that back to the 24 on the most fantastic run you'll ever want to look at. First and 10, and the crowd is pulling. Snowballs are being pelted on the field. I'll tell you, this crowd out here is something else.
Not the first time, not the last snowballs thrown by Colorado fans out there. Welcome back, Legends Radio Show, along with our Legends Radio Show historian and audio historian. He is our buddy Jake, been with us and gracing us. Well, grace every show with sound bites and sound clips of our legend guests every week. And this week with Jerry Murtaugh on vacation, he's just coming back with Jake's all-time in Husker football's all-time greatest hits. You can almost sense a connection. Lyle Bremser and Johnny Rodgers on great plays, kind of like Howard Cosell and Cassius Clay, then Muhammad Ali, and how they were just, I guess, joined at the hip in sports history.
Yeah, that 1972 Colorado game was on TV, and Johnny just had some phenomenal plays in that game. That essentially was his Eric Crouch moment against Colorado or against Oklahoma when he caught that touchdown pass. Johnny was just phenomenal in that game on national TV, and I think that game probably won him the Heisman. So
there you go. Great history there. By the way, Joe was our first one with the correct answer on our last Husker Heaven trivia question. Who caught the first touchdown pass of the spring game from Latravius Washington? Joe was the first one to call in, the first many to call in and say it was Chris Brooks. And Joe gets a $35 gift certificate to Husker Heaven on the west side of 90th Street between Maple and Fort Streets in Omaha. We want to remind everybody that Adidas is the official. Jake and I wearing our Adidas gear here today at the Big Sports 590 Studios. Adidas is the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska athletics. You too can wear what the Huskers wear. Adidas, official Adidas Husker gear is available at Husker Authentic Team Store. What else do we have, Jake?
Well, this will set up for next week's show. This is I Am Hip. This is a 72-yard run against Indiana. This is a game that I Am Hip broke the school record for rushing. He had 254 yards. The number of carries eludes me. I want to say 31. But I
come on, Jake, get your head in the
game. Yeah, don't hold me to that. But he had 254 yards, zero touchdowns. So... But anyway, I Am Hip really burst onto the scene in 1977. He had the catchy name. He took over for Rick Burns. He was a walk-on from Chapin, South Carolina. And anyway, this is a real fine moment for I Am Hip.
And the ball on the 20. They break the huddle, and Rocky Loken, the end, put on the left side, tight slot to the left. And the quarterback, Tom Sawley, on second and 15, has him in the eye, and he turns. He gives off the hip, and a hip cuts over the right side. He's to the 35, to the 40, 45, to 50, 40, 35, 30, 20. He's going all the way. No, he's knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds. At the 7-yard line, he's knocked out of bounds on the 7. Went 73 yards, and it was Willie Wilson, the great cornerback for Indiana, who shoved him out on the 7-yard line. A couple of guys had a hold of him. He broke tackles. All right, it's at the 7-yard line, first down and goal to go.
Was that a Lee Corso team?
That was a Lee Corso team.
Indiana team?
I was going to say Lee Corso, of course, coached that team. College football expert Lee Corso.
Yeah, there you go. He wasn't that day. He wasn't when he played Nebraska, as he'll tell you.
No. Our next clip is, obviously, we want to get some moments in there that everybody remembers. And this is from the 1978 Nebraska-Oklahoma game. And this doesn't include Nebraska football to me. This includes all of football. If there is a harder hit in all of football than what John Rood put on Kelly Phelps. I haven't seen it. And I've watched, and if anybody's listening to the show and is, I'm sure, has watched that play, that poor guy just collapses. I mean, he just is dead where he falls. And obviously he did not fumble the ball either.
Yeah, really.
So this is John Rood's hit on Kelly Phelps against Oklahoma in 1978.
Here comes Billy Todd forward to hit the football. And the kick is away. Phelps chases the ball to the sideline, takes the ball right on the sideline, cuts back into the... He was hit, lost the ball. Nebraska's on the ball. Who made the hit? John Rood got him. John Rood. Nebraska's on the ball at the 10-yard line, and John Rood was the man of the hour who hit Kelly Phelps and stunned him, knocked him loose from the football.
And Phelps is down on the field. He really crushed him while he's down flat on his back.
Wait a minute. They're going to say that Oklahoma gets the ball.
Huh?
They're going to say that Oklahoma's player hit the ground before he lost the ball. Apparently, that's what they're saying. And Nebraska's recovery of the fumble back at the 10 is not going to stand.
You kidding me?
The officials are saying they blew the ball dead.
No way.
And Tom Osborne is really hot on the far side. He's coming out to talk to an official. Now they're sending him back. This crowd is really wild. I'll tell you, that was an unbelievable thing. The receiver took the ball, started up the sideline, then cut into the center of the field, and John Rood hit him head on, stunned him, knocked him loose from the ball, but the officials are saying that he had hit the ground before he lost possession of the ball, and that the ball is going to be ruled dead and not a fumble, and Oklahoma will keep the ball at their own 19-yard line, and Tom Osborne and the official on the sideline are really, boy, I'll tell you, Tom Osborne is smoking.
Look at Tom over there right now. He's called all his players over. And you think he can't deliver some inspiration about this point, using that item to get his players going for him? I'll tell you what, the ball popped out is going to hit him. You know, I don't know.
What are you kidding? I could hear myself booing. I was in the south end zone that day.
You know what? I have the video, obviously. And for Tom Osborne to keep his head, and he does exactly what Kim Pavelka said. He lobbied the officials. He wasn't going to get it overturned, obviously. But to keep his wits about him and to turn something into a positive, he gathered his team around him and, like I said, delivered some inspiration. And you can see the look on the players' faces. They were ready to go right after that. In fact, the plays after that, they pushed Oklahoma all the way back to their one-yard line, only to have Kenny King pop it out of there for about a 50-yard run. That game had a lot of ebb and flows.
Six Oklahoma fumbles.
Yes.
That day, including, as we call it, the Billy Sims game and the fumbles. That should have been the seventh fumble in that football game. He is Jake. He is our audio historian and audio archivist here on Legends Radio Show here in the studio with us, filling in for the vacationing Jerry Murtaugh. You know, I'd like to just, that was the first time we heard Kent Pavelka doing color commentary with Lyle Bremser in that broadcast. And we've got Kent Pavelka's first game. From Kent Pavelka's first game, we got one of the calls here.
So the ball at the 13 of Wyoming as we begin the second quarter. And Sundberg fakes the handoff. He bootlegs left inside the 10-yard line, 5-yard line, touchdown! For the first time in 1984, with 14 minutes 55 seconds to go in the first quarter against Wyoming, in his initial start as a Cornhusker, Craig Sundberg bootlegs the ball to the left side, gets it into the end zone, and Nebraska is on the board, leading Wyoming 6-0. The bootleg off the counter sweep, the initial motion is to the right, he bootlegs it to the left, and again, not noted for great speed, but he had enough to get to the goal line. Scott Livingston to kick. The ball is placed down, held by Sundberg. The kick is up, and it is good. And with 14:55 to go in the second quarter, it's Nebraska 7, Wyoming 0.
Kent Pavelka's first touchdown call.
There we go. That's as we tiptoe through and as we go across the years, the many years, the history of not just Nebraska football, but great plays and great moments and special moments. We had to get Kent's first touchdown call of his play-by-play career.
Sure. The next clip I have, as we got into the late 90s, I began to get curious about what the other team's radio calls sounded like. You know, obviously on the message boards, people always have some commentary on Nebraska's radio play-by-play duties and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They like them, their dislikes, and they don't like them. But then I began to wonder what the other team sounded like as kind of a comparison. And this is a 1999 clip. This is Dan Alexander's run against Colorado on the very first play of the game. We know how big and strong Dan Alexander is. We've seen him run over people all the time. Right after this, you'll hear the Colorado version of that run. And those people aren't familiar with the strength of Dan Alexander.
Dan Alexander will start the game at I-back for the Huskers. As Eric Crouch has the Husker offense out on the field. Sean Applegate goes wide to the right along with Matt Davison. Alexander is a lone setback. Two tight ends in the game. On the left side, Tracy Wistrom. On the right, Aaron Galladay. In motion to the right side goes Wistrom. Here's Crouch pitching the ball to Dan Alexander. Speak to the right side of the 50. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Someone speak to the ball. He did it! He did it! What a way to start the football game. Saves to Calvin Jones years ago in the very first play. He took it down the far sideline, and now Danny Alexander. Colorado defense crashing down on Eric Crouch, and Danny Alexander comes up big here. Tremendous blocks downfield.
50-yard touchdown run on the first play of the game.
Here's the pitch, and 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. It's a Nebraska touchdown. Dan Alexander.
Holy moly
is right.
That Nebraska had the speed to get outside and do this to Colorado. Damon Wheeler is supposed to be the fourth man on that side. He ran right by Dan Alexander in the backfield with every opportunity to tackle him and just didn't make the play.
And let me ask you this. How do you get a guy up around his shoulder pads on the 14-yard line? Do you not tackle anymore around the leg?
I don't know, but that's Rashidi Barnes.
Yeah.
He just hit him about the 10. You're right.
And he just went 10 yards with him in the end zone holding on to his shoulder pads. Here's Josh Brown kicking the extra point, and it's 7-0 Nebraska, and we played 15 seconds.
Bob Zimmer and KOA and Denver.
Yeah, he was awfully disappointed. It's funny the lack of enthusiasm they had for that call.
Yeah, Larry Zimmer and that Bob Anderson was on the broadcast.
Sure.
We used to see all the visiting crews and talk with the crews before and after the games. But that is interesting, the contrast, you know, the joy and the celebration on one side and the holy moly, what the heck are those guys doing on the other side? He is Jake, our legendary, he's our historian here on Legends Radio Show. He's filling in for the vacationing Jerry Murto. I want to remind you, next week, Rick Burns and I Am Hip on the same show here on Legends Radio Show. I want to remind people also, we want to say thanks to our good friend Bill Morgan at Milt's Storage. Milt's Storage with 10 locations serving you 7 days a week. Call Bill Morgan, 895-0334, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Our good friend Bill Morgan at Milt's Storage. Play another one before you go into the next business break?
Sure. Let's go with the 2001. This is the 2001 Oklahoma game. Eric Crouch's pass from Mike Stuntz. And also, immediately following this, is the Oklahoma version of that play, which obviously I doubt would have been heard up here. And you can hear the Oklahoma announcer essentially, you know, again, they're not very happy. But they'll comment that theirs worked and ours didn't. Theirs worked and ours didn't. So this is Eric Crouch's pass against Oklahoma in 2001.
So now here are the Huskers at the 36-yard line. First down and 10 to go. Here's a handoff to Thunder who gives it back to Mike Stuntz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yes!
To the 40. It is Eric Crouch. 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Yes!
down the far sideline.
In to try the point after is Josh Brown. What a play.
Coach Stoops, not a happy camper, as you might imagine, as are the center fans feeling the same way. High formation, wide receivers right and left for Nebraska. Man in motion from left to right. Crouch gives it to him. Double reverse. Going to right side. Throws a pass downfield. Has a man caught. Gets back. 45-30, 25-20, 50-10-5. Touchdown, Nebraska. Got a double reverse pass, and scoring was Eric Crouch. Mike Stutz is a former quarterback in high school at Council Bluffs, Iowa. Threw it to Crouch, and the touchdown goes for 43 yards. But no, I beg your pardon. 63 yards. Their quarterback didn't fall down, and ours did, Bob. Yeah, early in the game, the Sooners' fullback fell down. 63-yard double reverse pass. And we may have some celebration flags down. Exactly the same play as the Sooners ran. Exactly.
Theirs worked, theirs didn't. Bob Stoops said it after the game. The announcers said it even before then.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Now, is that Bob Berry Sr.?
Yes.
Okay, yep. I was going to say, because I know Bob Berry Jr. is also doing some broadcasting down there, too. So,
great stuff. Just great stuff. He is our historian. Jake, we need to take a business break and wrap things up. We'll come back and finish up with another player, too. This is Legends Radio Show.
When you're looking for a high-quality yet affordable golf course, look no further than Stone Creek. Located in northwest Omaha, Stone Creek Golf Course features 27 fair but challenging holes surrounded by the beauty and serenity you expect in a golf course. Improve your game at one of the 60 hitting stations, chipping and putting greens. Stone Creek also caters to corporate outings, a junior golf program with lessons for five-year-olds on up, and junior league play starting at age 12. Stone Creek Golf Course, just north of Fort on 156. On the web at golfstonecreek.com.
When it comes to your car, it's all about peace of mind. Peace of mind to get you to and from work safely. Peace of mind to get your children to and from school safely. That peace of mind is only a fantasy if you don't have a mechanic you can depend on. Lance Brothers Service Center offers the quality and professionalism to make that peace of mind a reality. Lance Brothers offers complete automotive repair and maintenance on both foreign and domestic vehicles. To make it easy on your business schedule, Lance Brothers is open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Conveniently located on Keystone Drive, just north of 86th and Maple.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-228. 6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
Watch all the Husker football games and Major League Baseball at Tiger Tom's Original Sports Bar. The kitchen's open all day Saturday and Sunday, but you don't want to miss the homemade Mexican food Tiger Tom serves up Saturdays from 11 till 2. Their green chili cures whatever ails you. Tiger Tom's also has Big Red Kino and a large outdoor beer garden. For 40 years, Tiger Tom's has been Omaha's original sports bar, just east of 72nd on Military. They can even cater your next party. Just call 572-8400.
Referee Hal Dowden came over and talked with head coach Terry Allen. Now he's going over and talking with Frank Solich.
It may be about the headphones and the internal communication. One of the benches may have had a problem, which means in college football, if one bench doesn't have their phones, the other bench has to give up their phones. And Frank's been eyeballing his headset over the last 5 minutes or so, and now he may be talking to the referee, Hal Dowden, about that, saying we're either getting it back or we're not getting it back. But if, in fact, Nebraska doesn't have its sideline phones, then Kansas has to dispense with its sideline phones. Frank is off headset right now, and they're dealing with all of the electronic equipment in the background as we put the glasses on it. Gary, you're closer, aren't you?
Yeah, part of the problem is the bad news is that Frank Solich's getting a lot of crosstalk in his headphones and interference. The good news is he just landed a plane at KCI.
We tried to have a little fun, Ben. My 4 or 5 years in the Husker broadcast.
Yeah, you got to cater to your audience. I know what you're saying.
I remember that more. Yeah, obviously, it didn't happen very often. Jake has been with us. Well, he's been with us all season, all year long with us here on Legends Radio Show. Here with us in the studio for the vacationing Jerry Murtaugh today. Jake is our historian. our historian with great sound bites of all our legend guests every week. We'll have some next week with our guests next week. Tell everybody, Rick Burns, I Am Hip, and Jake's been in the studio today with, what are we going to, before we finish up, just want to remind people, you can go back and listen to all of our shows. You can listen to this show if you missed some of Jake's plays and some of the great plays and audio plays and play-by-plays from the past, or if you know some friends who missed it, you can podcast this show anytime year-round at legendsradioshow.com. Legendsradioshow.com. You can podcast. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jake.
Well, our last clip that we have today is kind of a merge of two clips. It's a 2002 Texas A&M game where Nebraska came from behind to take the lead on a run by David Horn. And as I listen to that, I realize what a student of the game of broadcasting history that Jim Rose was, and I'm sure is. And if you listen to his call, and it merges right into Lyle Bremser's call of Jeff Kinney's winning touchdown against Oklahoma in 1971.
Between the 6 and the 7, two wideouts to the left of Lord, led by the center Garrison, Davies and then Horn. As the quarterback, Lord, runs the option, pitches to Horn. He flags it down to the 10 to the 5. He hits the pylon. It's in there for the touchdown. And Nebraska has the lead with 11 minutes to go. And a brilliant piece of execution by the quarterback. And the true freshman, David Horn, blows like a bugle across the state of Texas. He scores his fourth touchdown of the night. And the Huskers have forged into the lead, 34-31.
74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead, 34-31. Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game. 1:38 left to play on that scoreboard clock. The try for the point, Tiger will hold. Sanger will kick. This kick is important. The ball is snapped. It's down. The kick is up. The kick is good. And it's 35-31. Oklahoma must get a touchdown. They have a minute and 38 seconds to do it.
Wow. You have a great ear and a great memory to capture that history and to put those together.
Yeah, right away when Jim Rose said that, I thought, he's been listening to Lyle Bremser and as Nebraska forges into the lead. So, yeah, I've met Jim Rose, and I think the world of Jim Rose. I really like him.
Good man, worked with him a long time, worked with him, listened to him, been friends longer than that. So, Jake, thanks. You know, we've appreciated your work from behind the scenes, but we met you last week at our Tiger Toms live broadcast, and here in the studio with us today, absolutely great. Oh, we just got an email. We want to say happy 80th birthday to Jane Cannon. Happy 80th birthday. God bless you. Just a kid. Hope everything's well. Jake, thank you for being with us always on all our shows and on into the future. What else did you want to say to people if they want to?
Just real quickly, if they have any recordings in their closet and they want to donate them and maybe listen to them on the show sometime, they can visit my website at huskertapes.com or they can email me at huskertapes@charter.net and we'll get in touch with me and we'll work something out.
Jake, you're the best. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Our historian, archivist, our audio historian here on Legends Radio Show, I Am Hip, Rick Burns. Next week, thanks to Brian Delahant. Thanks to Adidas, the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska Athletics. Wear what the Huskers wear. Adidas. Official Adidas Husker gear available. Husker Authentic Team Store. We'll see you next week here on Big Sports 590. Have a great day, great weekend, a great week, folks.
Parsonage Vandenack Williams LLC Attorneys at Law is a full-service business-oriented law firm. Their talented legal offense can help you build your business, their experienced defense can help you protect your assets, and their cutting-edge technology makes play calling efficient. So remember, it's Parsonage Vandenack.